Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. And boy, you're going to get to know him even more on Tuesday, July 6th. NXT Great American Bastard running it back. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly. Adam Cole, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, couldn't be better. How are you?
I'm doing really awesome. I mean, you got this big match, again, running it back with Kyle O'Reilly. How were you feeling physically after that first one? That was a brutal, brutal match. And knowing that's what you're looking forward to this next time.
Yeah. Anytime I'm in the ring with Kyle, which has been since 2009 at this point, I know it's one of the more physical altercations I'm going to have. But specifically, the one at Stand and Deliver, man, I was really, really, really sore for a long time. And not only is it because I'm in there with Kyle, not only because it was unsanctioned, but again, because we're kind of going through this schedule of matches themselves being more sporadic, it's like your body doesn't have that callus quite the same. So, yeah, it was a solid week and a half where I was like, all right, it's tough to get out of bed this morning.
And you had a little bit more time off after that match than usual. Like it was a couple of months. But when it's a guy like Kyle, of course, you all have this professional rivalry now. Is it one of those situations where you all lay it in a little bit more because you know each other? Or is it one of those situations where you take care of each other a little bit more because you're buddies? Like, how do you balance that?
That's such a good question, because it's strange, because you definitely hit each other a little bit harder because you know there's not going to be any issues. But at the same time, under no circumstance do I ever want to put him in a situation where I feel like I could ever seriously hurt him. I mean, but at the same time, I feel that way about everybody I step into the ring with. But you're right. There is like this fine line where, like, you know, I don't know if there's an idea or something where it could really put him in danger. I might be more apt to jump in and be like, hey, man, I don't want you to get hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, we're blasting each other. So
really looking forward to that match on Great American Bash. Now, I solicited some reader questions ahead of this, and I got one. Don't know who this could be. It just says, a Dr. Britt B. from Pittsburgh asks, if you're in an arena with a famous dentist, are they chanting Bay Bay or DMD?
Oh, I think it depends on where we are. Or maybe they could do both. Maybe it could be
the dueling chants.
Yeah, the dueling. I think that would be the ultimate. That would be, and that would make us both very happy.
But let's talk about the interpromotional match that everybody wants. Adam Cole versus Adam Coleman. Panama Sunset versus Panama Sunrise. When's that going down?
God, I don't know. And honestly, I'm probably going to try to, you know, duck that match or dodge that match for as long as possible. Because Adam Coleman, he has me reeling a little bit. I don't know if I could handle all that, especially the mind games.
Yes.
My God, what a trash talker that Adam Coleman is.
I mean, for those of you that aren't clued in, Tyler Breeze, now Adam Coleman, apparently. Obviously, things happen. He's no longer with WWE, still with Up, Up, Down, Down. How are you feeling about that? I mean, obviously, that's a buddy of yours, and this is a unique situation, but you all still get to do what you love as well.
Yeah. You know, that is the just the unfortunate reality of life. You know, of course, anytime you work anywhere and a friend of yours is no longer with the company, or is it a situation that is unfortunate for them under any circumstance? Of course, it's very, very, you know, upsetting. However, he's a guy that just man, he has such a great head on his shoulders and such a great idea of what he wants to do and where he wants to go. And again, still being able to hang out with him on up, up, down, down and stuff like that. I can tell you for sure, there's no ill will on his part because he's a pro and that's just the type of guy he is and why he's such a great friend. So I love him to death. Of course, it's never good news, but he's going to be just fine. Adam Coleman is going to be just fine.
I was going to say, when you get that Fightful article, it says he's applied for the Adam Coleman trademark.
No. Maybe things will change. That's too far. That's too far, yeah.
Things will change a little bit. So it's funny because, I mean, you've accomplished so much as a wrestler and you're still so young. And then when I put out there, hey, guys, I'm talking to Adam Cole today, a solid half of the questions are about up, up, down, down and to party. And that community that you guys have cultivated there, how were you first approached to even make this happen, to be a part of this? Because I feel like I remember Xavier saying that you all knew each other but weren't necessarily close before this.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that, because not many people actually know that story. But it was right around when the pandemic started, and you know, again, like he says, I was friends or friendly with Cesaro, Breeze, Woods. But those guys were doing content consistently with Up, Up, Down, Down. I had only been there sporadically. And then they had made the decision like, hey, we want to start doing more content since we can't provide as much content with the pandemic starting. And we want to do Uno. We need a fourth guy. And they all like had a meeting, I guess. And we're like, who could be the fourth dude? And they were like, well, Adam Cole really likes video games. And Adam Cole seems like a cool dude. Let's ask him. And honestly, if it doesn't work, we don't like it, we don't have chemistry with him, then we'll just, you know, look for somebody else. So I was kind of on trial, like in the beginning, which I didn't even know. But literally halfway through the first episode, they knew, I knew. It was like we'd been doing it forever. And one of the coolest things with that is, again, those three have become three of my best friends now through this whole thing. I love those guys to death. And like you had briefly touched on, it is so true. I get just as many comments or, you know, notifications or comments or whatever it is about DePardi and about Up, Up, Down, Down as I do about wrestling now. Because, again, to read stuff like, and it's important not to brush over this, but to read stuff like, hey, you don't understand what I was going through. This happened through the pandemic. Me and my friends get together and it's the hardest we laugh every single week. And you guys make my week by just four guys virtually playing Uno. It's crazy, but it's amazing. And that's why it's so important to me and Breeze and Woods and Cesaro. So
it's such a natural like transition for pro wrestlers to be into gaming and streaming as well. I mean, you guys are entertainers.
You're right.
Nobody gets into pro wrestling on their own without being creative. Like, cause you're constantly creating promos, angles, moves, anything like that. Mm-hmm. And you're constantly, well, up until about a year and a half ago, interacting with a live audience.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like such a natural transition. Also, I love it's like everybody in the house has a second job. Dentist Uno. Right. Like that's so rad.
It's true. But you're, man, I'm so glad you said that as well, because it's so true. That connection is, it's crazy. Also, if you just look at the fan base for what it is, there are so many people who are into video games who like pro wrestling as well. And then, so it makes sense. Like you said, there are a ton of pro wrestlers who are very into video games and not just from the content creator, you know, producing videos standpoint, but like artistically, I can't tell you how many ideas I've gotten for promos or from literally video game villains. Like there's so much content out there with so much creative content and just different stories being told. You can do anything in a video game world. So like there's this character, Handsome Jack from Borderlands, who is like my all-time favorite. He's the most smarmy, cocky, arrogant video game villain of all time. And it's crazy to say this because he's a video game character, but I've studied some of his stuff before. It's amazing. And so, if people have seen it, they know what I'm talking about. He's amazing.
So another one of the questions I got a ton, and I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of asking, they go, is he really 6 feet tall? I know you see it all the time. You see it all the time on Twitter, right?
All the time.
So instead, what I'll ask, who's taller, you or Malcolm Bivens?
Oh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
Man, I was really hoping to avoid the 6 feet tall
I'm
question.
I'm sorry, I gotta ask a tough question.
But you, I understand, and you did ask a fair one. And I've always been honest, so I'm gonna stay that way. But yeah, Malcolm's a giant, man. So he is. Malcolm Bivens is taller than me. But again, that's comparing me to a guy who, again, I don't even know exactly how tall he is. But yeah, he towers over me.
Plus, I mean, I hear of all these great things he does for people, like he. He let Omos borrow his suit for his debut on Raw. So, good guy there. Apparently,
nothing but good things to say.
Much different than what you see on TV. Speaking of, we saw one of your old buddies on TV, Roderick Strong with Diamond Mine, and we've got like Hideki Suzuki and Tyler Rust. These people who have that type of background where you know it goes together really well. What did you think of that? Because this is a person who. There are sort of some pages left unturned with in Roderick Strong with you.
Yeah. So for me to see Roddy in this role, though, is really exciting. Because, again, I know that Roderick has been doing a lot of training, got quite a bit of MMA training, and he is a stud. Again, when it comes to bell-to-bell in the ring and intensity and conditioning and cardio, he's a freak of nature. So I think for Roddy to be in this role, not only in a group, but leading a group like this is going to be great for him. I think we're going to see a whole new side of Roderick Strong, which has me excited to watch. But yeah, I am in no rush to get in the ring with super fired up Diamond Mine Roddy.
Yeah, I loved when they debuted that. And I mean, you guys had a lot of history together.
We do.
One of the things I wanted to ask about, and obviously Kyle O'Reilly, who you're facing at Great American Bash, Tuesday, you all are in some War Games matches together, and really the rebirth of War Games. And I'm so interested. I've been asking everybody who's even been a part of those, like, what was that process like when you're first told War Games is happening and you're going to be in it? Much less the fact that you've been in four of them now. You're like, you're a veteran, and you've been in War Games. You've been in, like, different kinds with different numbers of people. How has that process been? Who has helped you? I'm so fascinated by this.
Yeah, so it was such an exciting, wild experience, especially the first time, because I had like just gotten to NXT. It was like my first takeover match was a War Games match. So yeah, the process was very, very exciting, but also nerve-wracking. Again, you got a lot of bodies in there. But when it comes to creatively, you know, coming up with it, it's in every sense of the word, it's always been a massive team effort. In a lot of those matches, again, I've been in there with a bunch of creative minds. Again, Shawn Michaels has always been super, super helpful in every way that he can. But from a group effort standpoint, surprisingly, it's never been too difficult. Just because, again, the guys who have been in those matches are really, really smart and have been doing this for a long time. So when you have that many people in there, not only creatively, but very excited for it, it makes it a piece of cake and really, really fun. That's probably my favorite style of match, I think, in NXT when it comes to gimmick matches. I love the War Games matches.
So have you learned that as you go on, you're getting more accustomed to it? At this point, you're a staple. Every year you're in it. Like, throughout the year, are you thinking, like, yeah, we can do this in War Games. We can do this spot in War Games. I can, like, it's, I mean, it's a match you're always in.
Right. Yeah, definitely as it gets closer. So I used to be, actually, I used to think a lot more about the future and stuff that I needed to accomplish. But, again, for two reasons. One, I'm learning to kind of live in the moment more. So oftentimes I've been so preoccupied with currently what I'm doing that I'll just be focused on that. And then secondly, because it's, you know, the pro wrestling industry, stuff can change all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah, I'm not, but definitely like in the months leading up to it, once we get to like 2 months out, I absolutely am thinking, God, how can I fall off the cage this year? Yeah.
In that same vein, I'm always interested about people's Royal Rumble experiences, and you had a pretty cool one because you came out as a surprise in 2018. How far ahead did you find out about that? And I mean, a guy your age, you probably grew up adoring the Royal Rumble, I would imagine.
Yeah, not only that. So to answer the first part of your question, I found out less than 24 hours before. I was pulled into a room after TakeOver, and Triple H was the one who told me. He goes, hey, congratulations, you're going to be in the Royal Rumble tomorrow. And this was right after my Extreme Rules match with Aleister Black. But aside from just being such a massive fan of the Royal Rumble, that one was in Philadelphia. And I used to go to shows in Philadelphia all the time. That was like, I would get there at noon, and it has a certain parking lot where you could sit there and you could watch all the guys show up in their cars or limos or whatever. So I can't tell you how many events I've been to in Philly. So to be able to do the Royal Rumble in Philadelphia, where I trained to be a wrestler, where I would go to shows all the time, and as a surprise and for the fans to be excited about it, I was like, oh my God, what a massive thing to check off the bucket list. So it was awesome.
A great moment, of course, and I'm sure this Tuesday, July 6th, Great American Bash will be another one. Any kind of final words before you go in there with a guy like Kyle O'Reilly, who you know, you love? I mean, maybe there's some, like, you're trying to show him that tough love, so to speak, but as you go into this pivotal match.
Yeah, so I've never questioned that. I know for a fact that Kyle O'Reilly is just, he's an excellent pro wrestler. I know that Kyle in many ways brings the absolute best out of me. I think back to all the battles we had all over the world, again, fighting each other in the Tokyo Dome, fighting each other when I was just 18, 19 years old. I've known Kyle for a really, really long time. But this one's really important because it's our first straight up wrestling match in NXT. And to me, at the end of the day, myself and Kyle can showcase ourselves the best in a straight up wrestling match. So I'm really looking forward to it, not only because of what I know we're going to bring to the table, but I'm really looking forward to it to prove how much better Adam Cole is than Kyle O'Reilly. So it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a war. It's going to be a war, but it will be an exciting match. I can promise you that.
Following up the acclaimed unsanctioned match, it's going to be brutal. Guys, check it out. USA Network, July 6th, NXT Great American Bash. Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. Adam, thank you so much. It's been too long. Thank you for taking the time.
Way too long. Great to talk to you, man.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.